Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change in our communities and beyond, and how today's choices will impact tomorrow's community. This program is a combined project of KCBX and our team of program hosts. Today, on Central Coast Voices, host Fred Monroe will be joined by Gary Hale, the co-founder of Positive Ride. Positive Ride is one of the most community-connected groups working to make outdoor adventure accessible. Their primary goal is to provide outdoor adventures that are accessible to all. You are invited to listen, learn, and participate in this conversation. We are once again able to take your live calls at 805-781-3875. Hi, Fred. Let's get started.
Thank you. Good to see you today, Donna. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to Central Coast Voices. I'm your host, Fred Monroe. Our goal is to bring you credible and valid information and insights from diverse members of the community. Central Coast Voices addresses how today's choices will affect tomorrow's community. In some cases, I guess I need to say that that's how today's choices will affect today's community. Joining us today on this week on Central Coast Voices is Gary Hale. He's the co-founder of Positive Ride. This is one of the most fascinating organizations I have come across in a while, and I am delighted they are with us today. They were founded with the belief that everyone deserves a chance to explore the outdoors. Sometimes that's someone with just some minor limited mobility issues that is not aware of where they can be able to go and be and explore the world. Other times it's for a more advanced need for mobility devices, and we're going to have a wonderful time talking about it because this has truly become a fascinating topic since I first talked to Gary. Let me kind of start with, well, let me remind you again. The phone number is 805-781-3875. We would love to have your calls and your comments and questions. Gary showed up on my radar in an unusual way. I was at Live Oak, and for the many of you know, I'm one of the coordinators of the reserved RV camping areas that includes also the reserved camping area for disabled and ambulatory challenged people. I'm over in that area of camp prior to the festival, and this fella shows up in a large black Sprinter van. I think it was black, but it's a large Sprinter van, and starts to unload what I would have to classify as, my first thought was, a small half track. It's a device called a Trax, and we'll talk about what that is and what's involved with it in a little while. But it turns out Positive Ride has really one focus and one focus only, and that's to make sure the outside world is accessible to people who may otherwise be challenged with how they can get involved in places to go, trails, hikes, bridges, places of wilderness. Not only how they can do it as an actual experience, but in some cases the information about how it's available and what's available to them, because for lack of a better way of putting it, the ability for the general media and for general business to be able to explain to people who have ambulatory issues at all what's available to them is somewhat limited. But Gary and his team have put together quite an organization about this regard. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
It's afternoon. Anyway. Let's talk about where it started first, because the start of this is a good foundation of why it exists at all.
Yes, thank you so much for having me this afternoon. Greatly appreciated the opportunity to come in and showcase, not just Positive Ride or the tracks, but the barriers that we're breaking down that allow folks to really travel around our community unfettered. Positive Ride was the brainchild of my good buddy Travis Checker, who was a C5, C6 quadriplegic, very, very adventurous gentleman who just really wanted to get out
more. Let me back up for a second. For our layman, explain a C5 and C6 quadriplegic.
Yeah, so for a C5, C6 quadriplegic, or what might be referred to as a tetraplegic, was somebody who has a broken neck at the C5, C6 cerebral
bones in their neck, and Travis basically didn't have any feeling below his mid-chest, so he had no use of his legs, abdomen, and barely use of his arms. His claim to fame is that he could pick up a sheet of paper off the ground with his thumb and index finger only. But through that injury, he said, there's more than this. He taught himself how to drive again. He taught himself how to use these freedom tracks like in positions no one else had. So that spirit of, even though he had this injury, it really transformed how he thought about life and the things he could still do post-injury. Travis was very, very adventurous in all aspects of his life. In 2019, Travis and I got together to form Positive Ride, the nonprofit, to showcase all of the amazing things our community had done to provide access for folks with limited mobility. And part of our thing was to showcase all of Jack's Helping Hands work with the beach chairs and the hotels who had really, really great services, not just...
You probably may need to explain to some people what Jack's Helping Hands is.
Yeah. Jack's Helping Hand is an amazing nonprofit in our community. They've been around for a really long time, and they have really been at the forefront of providing not just access to folks within our county, but a complete package of infrastructure to do that. Jack's Helping Hand got together with us to help provide our fiduciary needs as a up-and-coming nonprofit. They've been amazing to get us to where we're at today. They were providing free, accessible beach wheelchairs throughout our county on the beaches, and we wanted to showcase what they were doing, what local hotels had to offer. And in doing so, we came up with a vacation vetting kind of program. You know, when you rent a room and you have a need to have a roll-in shower, even though the room says they're ADA compliant, does that room actually have a roll-in shower, or is it a bathtub with a slide board? And people began reaching out like, this room isn't what I thought it was going to be. And so we would go to hotels and vet out the room prior to someone having it for the weekend. And we'd send them pictures of the room. We'd give them a video of the balcony or whatnot. And that's how we thought we were doing a really great service in our community until we found Freedom Tracks. And I'll be honest with you, Travis called me one day and said I needed to come over to his house. He found something interesting that I needed to see. And upon getting to his house, there's this device on the floor that's got two tracks like a tank, two ramps to get up onto it, and a little joystick control. And both of us realized that this was a game changer.
It's the world's smallest caterpillar tractor.
skid steer. And we threw everything into my Subaru Outback. We transferred Travis into my car, threw his chair in the back. And we went immediately to the Pismo Preserve because it's a place where I've hiked a bunch and I knew the trails fairly well. And we got the device out of the car, Travis's chair mounted to it, and I kind of wheeled it around to where Travis was at this passenger seat of my car. And he transferred himself from my car into the tracks and was able to take that track to the very top of the Pismo Preserve on our first outing.
I want to interject probably an interesting thing people may have not thought about. And when I first saw the device, I was very pleasantly surprised. It's pretty much designed to be mounted to any kind of wheelchair.
That is correct. We have just a few limitations on the one version. There's actually two versions of tracks out now. The first version is called the FT Pro, and it's what we refer to as our ADA compliant track system. When you roll a wheelchair on top of it and strap it in, the wheelchair is actually the same size as the track in its circumference, so you can still come out of an ADA van with the ramp. You can roll down the beach. You can roll right back into a restaurant, have lunch, use their restroom, and not have to transfer in and out of your system. Whereas every other system on the market, you usually have to transfer out of your chair or come off of it to go do something. And I think that was the genius of Dan Livingston and his father in creating such a device to have all of the ADA, you know, realm in their thought process. But one of the things that we talk about frequently is that ADA stops right when you transfer onto natural organic material. You know, Mother Nature doesn't know anything about ADA compliancy, nor will she ever will. So that's the really big step between ADA and what Positive Ride does, is we get you to those areas where the concrete stops and the sand starts. The concrete stops and the trail starts, the grass starts, the wood chips start. And when people flow from the concrete onto the sand, for instance, and the track system, it doesn't even hiccup. It doesn't bother. It floats right across the sand. The smiles on people's faces is just absolutely amazing. So we're really proud of being able to provide that opportunity.
Yeah, the person that you were delivering one to at Live Oak this year, her mobility is fluid, if you will, the best I understand. For her, it was a case of the irregular surfaces and the irregular nature of the Live Oak area would have made it very difficult for her to be there by foot, even though she, in certain circumstances, she's able to walk. So we're not talking about people who are just in a wheelchair on a regular basis. We're talking about people who can't maneuver on irregular surfaces on a regular basis, and this becomes an opportunity.
Correct. One of the things that we realized early on, that the problem isn't somebody's lack of mobility. The problem of the barriers, the environment, and how can we overcome the environment? I've always said, I don't know where I picked this up at, there's no bad weather, just bad gear. I'm adventurous. I like being out in the weather. So there's no bad environment. There's just, you know, bad gear to be out there. And the Freedom Tracks completely eliminates the bad environment. And so we're able to cross all kinds of terrains, whether it be sand, grass, gravel, wood chips. And at Live Oak, whether somebody has, a mobility need where they require to use a chair all the time, a cane, a walker, I think that's where we step in and say, let's be as independent as you want to be. For instance, we were on the beach one day. Somebody said, I want to walk down the beach. And for us, that usually means we're going to roll down
on
the beach.
Yeah.
So we did the transfer onto the track system. They were using a walker to get there, so we put them in one of our wheelchairs and let them be independent. They, you know, came across the ADA ramp, crossed all that soft sand, turned right to go underneath the pier, looked down the beach, and where that hard packed sand was, they stood up and walked down the beach. And I realized at that point, the mobility need wasn't about not being able to walk. It was not being able to walk across that soft sand to get to where they really wanted to be. And to come out of what would be the confines of a wheelchair back to your feet again on hard-packed sand, life-changing opportunity for them.
Yeah. Let me remind folks, I'm talking with Gary Hale. He is the co-founder of Positive Ride, and we are talking about the incredible things that Positive Ride does to make the world more accessible to people on the Central Coast. It includes simple things like trying to sort out what hotel might be a good spot for someone who has a mobility need, to their device that they have available, not from their creation, but called the Tracks. And you're welcome to be part of the conversation. The phone number is 805-781-3875. if you've had some experience with this, or you have some problems or questions with regard to your own mobility that you'd like to pose to Gary about using this kind of device, I'll interject here because it hasn't come up yet. But Gary's very emphatic about it to the point where he doesn't even mention it sometimes because he knows it's the case, and that is there is no charge for the use of any of their devices or any of the things that they offer. This is a nonprofit organization that truly wants to look at mobility as an available opportunity for everyone. And it's fascinating. I'm glad we're on the radio and talking about this today. I'm also sorry that we can't put a video up of people using this device because it's fascinating. Back to where you were, Gary.
I think one of the common things that we talk about is that environmental impact that limits folks' ability to get around. So I would reach out to the listeners and have them ask themselves, you know, is there someone they know that has difficulty in, you know, walking down the beach, getting on a trail? We have folks that just want to go sit amongst the oaks. It's that time where we can provide an accessible service independently. I think obviously it's a very emotional thing for me to talk about. But when someone loses the ability to access outdoors, nature, even event that they want to get at, and I need to go back to that event thing. We had a really great event happen last week. They're losing opportunities for connection, independence, physical activity, mental renewal. You know, when we walk away from or get away from that physical constraints of the concrete, the iron, the glass, and we get out into an area where it's all natural, all the colors, all the smells, the sights, it all changes your perspective on life. And we've seen time and time again how much just getting folks outdoors means to their mental health. Getting back to something that we did a month or so ago, we were at the beach. We do a thing called Wheelchair Wednesday, and it's the last Wednesday of every month. And we set up, we're partnered with the city of Pismo Beach, and we just set up a pop-up, and we put tracks out for people to come by and look at. And usually, more often than not, there's somebody coming by in a walker or a wheelchair, and we explain to them what we do in our services, and they had no idea that they were going to go on the beach that day, and it changes their life. We had before your newlyweds? We had an engaged couple.
Yeah.
Come on. We had an engaged couple who were getting married the next day. And grandma wasn't going to get to attend the wedding because it was on the beach. And it was like 150 stairs down from the hotel to the end of the cliff area in Pismo. And we said, we'll meet you here tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Bring grandma. We'll take her down. And they did. And the bride came with us. The groom was already set up where, you know, they needed to be. And grandma rolled up on tracks to her granddaughter's wedding, and she wasn't going to get to experience it at ground level. What a wonderful opportunity for a family to be together in an event. And we realized that this is the type of stuff that we're really set out to do, to get people to places that they never thought possible, you know, on their own or independently.
We may be partially talking about a community that knows what accessibility they'd like to have, but may not think of the accessibility you're talking about as even an opportunity. So I can understand where you hit a brick wall, if you will. Yes, I know I can get around in my wheelchair in downtown SLO, or I can get around, in Napomo. But I don't think about the fact of, can I get around on the beach? Can I show up at a wedding that's on the beach? Because I can't say to the family, oh, gee, can we do the wedding someplace else because I can't get to it? That's not the kind of thing that people think about doing. There's a lot of advocacy within the disabled community, but there's also a lot of missing advocacy for things that people are not aware of. Which is one reason why I was invited you to be here today, because it's just I can't think of a better word. It is shocking to me that there's a need for this and that the entire world doesn't know about it yet. So I'm glad we can be part of the program today.
Thank you. We are doing our best to get the word out. Freedom Tracks is a international company now. They have tracks in the UK. We had just absolutely gracious opportunity. The Para Surf Championships was held in Pismo Beach a few years ago. And they brought out all of the stops. The ADA ramps were beautiful. They brought out this thing called the Moby mat, which is a blue mat that sits flat on top of the sand. So somebody with any type of wheelchair could roll themselves out to the end of the mat and be on the mat. And we happened to be in town, so we rolled up with all of our tracks and we rolled right past everybody at the end of the mat. And they were like, what just happened? I'm like, well, that's nice, Matt. You made it this far, but that's where the mobility stopped. Again, the ADA part of all of this is we do amazing things with ADA. We are ADA advocates, but we're also ADA, we're beyond the ADA advocacy because, like I said in the beginning, sand doesn't know ADA law, gravel doesn't know ADA law, and that's where Positive Ride and Freedom Tracks takes people beyond all of that.
I want to reemphasize again because I think it will come up when people are listening. There is no charge for what you do, and you are not selling tracks.
That's correct.
Because I think my hunch is a lot of people may assume that that's that what you offer as the nonprofit may just be a subchapter, if you will, of a retail business. And I want to make sure that people understand that's not what you do.
Correct. There is no retail business. We have hats and T-shirts and pens, and we tend to hand just stuff out because that's who we are. People ride with us and like, here, wear the shirt, because what's going to happen is we're going to get noticed. We're going to get noticed. When we created an adaptive hiking program, truly what Positive Ride does is, you know, all of the recreation and everything. But when we were on the trail at the Pismo Preserve, we realized that this is adaptive hiking. We are starting at the bottom of the trailhead. We look at the map. Here's where we want to go. Here's where we want to finish. And, you know, we were taking our times and looking at the maps, and we realized that this is adaptive hiking. And through that, in creating an adaptive hiking program, an amazing company called REI reached out and wanted to know what we were doing. And we came into our local store and said, well, here's who we are. Here's what we do. And they said, would you like to teach a class on adaptive hiking? I said, absolutely. So we set up, we went online, we filled out the forms, and a month later, we're in REI teaching classes on adaptive hiking. We've done it several times now. It's amazing. Could not believe the opportunity. In teaching classes, you know, you have to put together the curriculum and have everything put together. A professor from UCLA reached out, who has a writing class for nonprofits, and they bring in quite a few nonprofits, and then they let the students choose who they would like to work with. And we worked with three amazing students this last year, and we actually went to UCLA for also a one-day teaching demonstration, as well as meeting with the students weekly. And again, it's just to get the word out about what we do, because this isn't just a San Luis Obispo issue, Pismo Beach issue. It's truly a worldwide issue. Now, we are a small cog in the wheel, but to get this information out, it just helps out everybody else. Getting back to that, the Para Surf Championship, as we followed up at the end of the day, a gentleman wanted to purchase the tracks. He's from South Africa. And so we got Dan on the phone, Livingston from Freedom Tracks, and said, hey, guy wants to buy a set of tracks. And Dan's all, give him the one you're on. I'll send you another set. Okay. Just how it worked out. So no, we don't sell anything, but if somebody wants to buy one and we happen to have one, we'll work out a deal with Dan and let you figure it out. But we'd love for people just to go through Freedom Tracks from Golden, Colorado, purchase your unit through them, If you need servicing or whatnot, we're here to help out. We don't charge for our services. You know, the chair that Travis rode in, $14,000 for a manual wheelchair. The cost of healthcare in the ADA world is just astronomical. So if there's something we can do to provide some positivity, I guess positive ride, you know, we're here to do that.
So and what may come up for some people is the tracks is part of a conduit to this process. Sometimes people may need to get a tracks from you to use that has a wheelchair on it because they're not wheelchair bound otherwise. Other times you can mount their wheelchair to the tracks.
That's correct. So let's talk about the two tracks systems that are currently available. The first one is called the FT Pro, and the second one is called the FTX. The FT Pro is our ADA compliant version. Most folks tend to like that unit better in the sense of you can go everywhere, right? To the restaurant, to the restroom, in your van, you can get around. The FTX, we realized we were missing a bunch of our pediatric populations because their chairs are narrower and lower to the ground. So we had Dan put the tracks on the outside of the wheels. So it took 2 years, but Dan came up with the FTX, and now the tracks are on the outside of the wheels. So it's just basically a big flat base that we can really put anything on. And there isn't a chair that we haven't got on it yet, except when folks have the true electric style wheelchairs with the big battery systems, the big tires, those units tend to weigh more than what our unit can handle. So we have a limited weight of 300 pounds, which we've had everybody in a manual chair on our systems, not a problem. So if somebody can transfer from their electric chair into one of our chairs, we can still take them out very easily.
In some regards, what you're doing for them with the tracks is indeed a temporary replacement for their battery chair.
That's correct, yes. Okay.
It just becomes maybe more of a concern of people who've relied upon the safety and security of the chair they have, don't want to relinquish it even temporarily.
I completely agree with that. And we want people to stay in their chairs as much as they can because that's like in Travis's case, that was a chair that was medically designed for him. He would not want to ride in one of our, and I using air quotes that no one can see, the hospital style chairs that we use. But because it has armrests, a nice high back and footrests, our population that just has a mobility need for walking a cane or a walker, they really enjoy that style of chair.
Okay, I want to remind you, we are talking with Gary Hale, who's the executive director and co-founder of Positive Ride, about accessibility. And I have to leave it just with accessibility because there are so many aspects of what we're talking about, we can't define them that easily. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more information to share with you. You can reach us at 805-781-3875. And if you have any questions or some experience you'd like to talk with us about, we'll be back after the break. Over to you, Donna.
I think over the long run, the thing that's sort of guaranteed is that if the progressive left becomes strong enough in the Democratic Party, it is going to change the Democratic Party one way or another. If the mainstream of the party resists it, that's when you have the opportunity for a real hostile takeover like what happened to the Republicans.
I'm Natalie Kitroeff. That's Today on the Daily from the New York Times.
Francesca Hong, the Wisconsin Democrat who negged Thanksgiving, lost her primary to a moderate Dem this week. And it seems like even AOC is acknowledging Democrats may have taken the rhetoric a little too far in the past.
I have a local city councilman that has this saying, woke one was crazy.
Next time on Today Explained.
That's Today
That, first of all, that's The Daily coming up from 2 until 2:30, and Today Explained coming up from 2:30 until 3 o'clock. Both programs are part of our new lineup here on KCBX. We return now to Central Coast Voices with our host, Fred Monroe.
Thank you, Donna. Glad to be with you today. Gary Hale is who we are talking with, the executive director and co-founder of Positive Ride. This is truly one of the most fascinating topics I've had on the program in a long time, because you guys have done something to make an accessible community available for people who may have thought it wasn't even obtainable, but also that it's a matter of not only devices, but it's information that you share. So if someone wants to use one of the tracks, which I'm assuming you do not provide for someone to keep forever, it's basically an available tool for them for a circumstance or situation, or maybe even once a week. What is the process like to do that?
We've had the opportunity to expand our program to ideas and options that we didn't realize in the beginning. So in the beginning, it was Wheelchair Wednesday. Just come down to the beach last Wednesday of every month. We'll take you out for a stroll, maybe take it out for 15, 20 minutes, see how you like it. If it's something that you're interested in, we created what is now called the Book Now button. If you go to positiveride.com, or if you just Google Positive Ride, will be the first thing to come up. And when you're on our website, we have a Book Now button. When you click that button, you'll give us a day, a time, and a trailhead or event that you want to be at. We'll find a volunteer that can accommodate that date, that time, and we'll send you back an intake form. On that intake form, you're going to describe what your mobility needs or challenges might be, get some of the demographic stuff that allows us to curate an experience for you. We ask, do you want an attendant or one of us to be present with you while you're there? Or is this something you're going to do completely independently, either by yourself or with your family? The only caveat to that is if they want to book for anything on any of the Land Conservancy properties, because we have partnered with the Land Conservancy to be the ADA accessible point, you will always have an attendant with you on all Land Conservancy properties. That doesn't mean that we're overriding or overbearing. We just have to be present because of insurance reasons for that.
But you also, from Land Conservancy, may be dealing with someone who knows the terrain and knows the nature of what's going on. So they become not just a custodian, but a guide.
Oh, yes. We talk about stuff on the preserve all the time, between the oaks and the flowers and animals that we see. We're very intimate with the preserve specifically. One, it's right in our backyard. And what the Land Conservancy did is they partnered with Central Coast Concerned Mountain Bikers, who help facilitate keeping trails open, clean and clear, with groups that come in and do work. And we work closely with the Concerned Mountain Bikers because they have a great understanding of our needs on trails. We've never wanted a trail to be that golf cart path, because that's pretty boring. But, you know, there's bigger rocks or different things, and try to keep the trail at least 32 inches wide. That helps us out. So we did a great collaboration with Central Coast Concerned Mountain Bikers this last year, where we partnered in, you know, at the trailheads, there's these little bell boxes that they want the mountain bikers to wear a bell on their bicycle. And so we said, that's a great idea. We'd love to hear bells, you know, when we're on tracks. And we partnered with 3CMB, and we have our logo on one side of the bell, their logo on the other side of the bell, and we provided hundreds of bells to the Land Conservancy to hand out for free at their trailheads. You know, getting back to how people find us, once we've made contact and we've got the intake form back, then one of our guides will meet you at that trailhead or at that event. We'll get tracks on the ground. We'll lace up the wheelchair or provide you with putting your wheelchair on it, show you all the ins and outs of how the tracks work. We do a very, very quick demo session, and it's simple as I'll stand in front of somebody about 20 feet away, come to me and stop. I'll go to the left of them, come to me and stop. I'll go to the right, come to me and stop. We'll give the description of the toggles, you know, power switch, the speed selector. It's got five different speeds. Showcases the battery lights, and then it has a horn if somebody gets in your way. And just show them, you know, how it works. We give them some of the, you know, very specific things on the track itself, not to go down more than a 10% grade, not to try to go over to uneven surfaces side to side for, you know, tip over potential. But it's just like riding a mountain bike or any other piece of machinery.
One of the things that, going back, because it's the experience with you that I had from Live Oak, you advised me that this is the third year you did Live Oak.
Yes.
Which tells me, among other things, that you are below the radar enough that while it may harm you in the people not knowing about you, it also gives people who are using your services the opportunity to be using your services and not being a conspicuous user, if you will. Because I suspect for some people, the need for the kind of mobility that you're offering is wonderful for them, but they would rather not be a big billboard and saying, look at me, I need this mobility issue.
I agree. There's definitely some privacy in what we do. We have folks that want to go to areas that are just kind of off the beaten path to do their thing. I have a wonderful lady from the Cahuilla Stroke Clinic from Visalia that when she gets on track, she's all, hand me 100 flyers. I'm going to go talk to 100 people today. I'm like, what? And she just goes down the beach and people will look at her and she'll just wheel right up to them and go, this is the most amazing thing, changed my life. And we go over once a year and we talk to the Cahuilla Stroke group, and they'll send riders over, usually six at a time. And we'll do three in the morning. We'll all break for lunch. We'll do three in the afternoon. And then we'll come back and have just a wonderful talk about the experiences that everybody had. And every single one of them has a different stroke level, whether it was a hand, an arm, a leg, a foot. Everybody's different. And to be able to cater to that diverse of a population has been amazing. You know, Travis and I, we've never said no. We had a family come to us with a full needs child in a recumbent style chair, and they had just gotten a new chair. And this is back when we didn't have the FTX. And so we said, well, can we borrow the old chair? We're going to have to manipulate it a little bit, and then we'll change our tracks a little bit, and I think we can make it work. And after 7 hours in the shop, we got that chair to fit on top of that track, and we changed the chair, we changed the track. But in the end, we made a process to where here's a mom and family who walked beside their child for the first time because their entire lives they've been pushing that child from behind. And it's times like that you just realize the impact that Travis's vision has on people. And, you know, that family comes back and rides with us all the time now. And we can actually... still, we can use the chair that they currently use because we have the new FTX system that pretty much fits every chair. So no more 7 hour nights, you know, in the shop.
Converting, so it's a mutual things. Learning process on both sides
it,
of the
it
equation.
It is. We're constantly learning. And as unique as we are as individuals, no user has the same exact specifications for a chair or a track. And the FT Pro, that track accommodates different chairs by the axles will slide in and out. It'll expand and contract to match the wheelbase of that chair. So we're able to get quite a few chairs on top of that system, which is wonderful because that provides an opportunity for our manual wheelchair users to be on a system relatively easily.
Let me remind folks, we still have time for your call if you have some questions or concerns or just some enlightenment you'd like to share with us as far as this kind of, if you've participated in what Positive Ride has done before. The phone number is 805-781-3875. That's 781-3875. It occurred to me while you're talking about this, Gary, that there may be people who are interested in or considering purchasing a Trax from the manufacturer, from where their distributors are. I'm assuming, based upon the fact that you seem to turn no one away that wants any use of your devices, that if someone wants to check it out because they're not familiar with it, it may fit in their lifestyle issue in a way that testing it with you first may help.
Yes, we've had several folks who have inquired about taking Trax for a week while they're on vacation. And Travis and I were like, sure. But what we'd like to do is we'd like to spend an afternoon with you and really show you how the device works. That way, when you are away, that you have the best opportunity to have the best time, right? So we had a gentleman who wanted to take the Trax to Hawaii for a week. He'd never been on the beach in Hawaii as a paraplegic. And he came to San Luis. He's from Salinas. Came to San Luis, and we took him out on the Pismo Beach because that's what he was going to run in the sand anyways. And him and his wife, absolutely amazing couple, and showed him how it worked, showed her how it works, so that way both of them combined had the knowledge, skills, and abilities to transfer him on and off the device, or the chair on and off the device. And Travis and I looked at each other like, can you give us a credit card number or something? Because, like, how do we account for, like, giving away a $7,800 piece of equipment for the week?
Like, just a security deposit.
Security deposit, yeah, okay. Right?
Like, something we do for hotels all the time anyway. But
yeah. Sure. And that was the first person that we ever that ever took Trax out. You know, we hadn't had anybody else quiz us like that. We send Trax out all the time now.
I want to back up for a second. The device is not small. I'm wondering how you get it to Hawaii.
Yes. So this gentleman rode the Trax into the airport like it was his electric chair.
Aha. Okay.
And it worked out great. What we have now is we have, I'll just refer to it as the clamshell. We have the ability to pack a Trax system into a clamshell with the charger, the controller, and the Trax, and inside this foam box, and have it transported that way, so it's very stay safer, you know, both for the equipment and actually for the people who are moving it. It's got handles on the side, so it's very ergonomically correct for somebody to pick up and move.
How much does it weigh?
70 pounds.
That's actually remarkably light. Having seen it and seen it in operation, that's remarkably light.
Yeah, 70 pounds. Since 2019, we've been hauling everything around in the back of my Subaru Outback and or a pickup truck. And so what I do is I just pick up half of it, set it on the back of my car, pick up the other half, and because it has wheels that roll on either end of it, it just rolls right in and out of the car super easy. So some folks have those aluminum racks that go in like the receiver at the back of your car. Mm-hmm. So the rack is on the outside of the car, and it has a little ramp that where you can just roll the Trax right up into it. Folks that own their own Trax like that system because then all the sand falls off of it by the time you get home. you know, but there's maintenance with it, and, you know, keep it clean and battery charged, and we've never wore out a set of Trax. We've changed bearings, we've changed some screws here and there, but as far as the plastic Trax itself, thousands of hours, we've never worn one out.
So when someone travels with them, like the people who went to Hawaii, mm-hmm. How long, what's the battery life on the device, even if you're not going to Hawaii, if you will, before it needs to be recharged, and is it easy for the user to recharge?
Yes. So it's super easy to recharge. It has a 110 charger that you just plug into your standard outlet, and the other end of that plugs into the toggle assembly, if you will. And, you know, usually charges, we tell people just charge it overnight. The battery life itself depends on the weight of the rider and the terrain we're on.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 3 to 5 hours, but we have some huge caveats in there that I'd like to talk about too. So we took out the crew from the stroke clinic, 2 hours in the morning, broke for lunch, 2 hours in the afternoon, 4 hours, not a problem, different riders. Having done Live Oak now for 3 years and clients going out, the first time we had clients go out at Live Oak, we're like, this is a 2-3 day experience here. Like, what? They just wanted to go for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, so we'll drop it off to you in the morning, 7-8 in the morning, and we'll just pick it up when you're done. We don't have to have an end time. I think we picked that track up that night at 10 or 11 p.m. And so we get to them. I said, okay, well, where did you charge it? How'd it work? They're like, we never charged it once. They were there for 13 hours. And with that, they would go to a show, shut it off, come back. They would, go grab a beverage or a sandwich, come back and watch another show. So to have a track at an event for 13 hours without being charged really is a testament to all of the places that you can go or the events you want to be at.
Okay. We have a caller, so let me grab this real quick. Hold on a second. Oh, it's TJ. Sorry, it showed up as a different name on my phone.
That's okay. No worries. Hey, I'm just wondering, I have a brand new wheelchair that's still in the box, wondering whether or not Gary would have need of that.
We will definitely look at all type of donations. Is it a chair that was designed for a para or quadriplegic, or is it that standard?
No, I think it's just a regular wheelchair, just push wheelchair for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to have that. Depending, any type of hospital style chair, that push chair will work on the FTX for sure, and possibly the FT Pro. So thank you so much. And
okay. TJ, I'll leave you on hold, and Donna can get you your contact information.
Okay. Cheers. Right, cheers. Thanks.
Thank you very
TJ,
much.
TJ, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that.
No worries. No worries. Enjoy.
Okay. Unusual call, but
love it.
Opportunities like that come from time to time, I'm sure.
They do. Part of the process of what we do through getting donations of all kinds, we really appreciate it. It allows us to grow what we do and service a more diverse population, if you will. One of the populations that we've had the opportunity to serve is our veterans. And it came to us at a very, very unique opportunity. A few years ago, the Vietnam Memorial Wall, the portable wall, it's called the Wall That Heals, was set up at the Madonna Meadows. And beautiful, amazing program that they travel around the United States and set this up. Well, it had rained here 3 days before they got here and set this thing up. And what became a beautiful meadow, unfortunately, became just this horrible, muddy mess. And the veterans were along the top of the meadow there and could not get down to the wall itself. And our good friend Sean, who is now our event coordinator, saw the need and said, can you guys bring tracks down and maybe help these folks out? And we always say yes. Yes, let's go. And speaking with staff, I showed up. I got tracks in my truck, put one on the ground, showed them what we do. And half the staff was yes, and half the staff was, ugh, there's some liability here, I'm not sure. And I said, well, let me show you what it does. I'll ride on it, and somebody follow me. And I went to the very tip to tip and back to the top within minutes, and everyone was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. As they were talking about it, I was happened to be standing right next to a vet because I just wheeled up right to where everybody was at, and he asked me, can I go? I said, absolutely. I transferred him on, and I took him for a ride, and he used it independently. And he said, I'm looking for my buddy at this particular spot. So we grabbed one of their docents, and we were able to find his buddy's name on the wall. Sat there for a minute. When he finished, he's like, I'm ready to go back. We took him back. He said, next guy can ride. And by the time we got back, staff had figured out that it was actually a pretty good deal. And in 2 days, we took 107 vets to that wall.
I want to emphasize, as you're saying that, the first thing that occurred to me is these are people who have never been on a Trax.
Never.
It was available to them, and with very limited training, if you will, or information, it was readily available.
Yes, the system is very, very simple to use. I think the writer's initial thought is, well, how fast is it? Where are the brakes?
And, you know, yeah, where are the brakes? Yeah, thank you.
The fact that it's electric and it has an electric braking system, you don't have to apply a brake. When you release the controller, it stops on its own. And, you know, we tell people that their trips or their excursions with us can be mild or wild. It has five speeds. We like level 3 or 2 because that allows family members to still walk with you. Mm-hmm. Level 3, 4, and 5, you're getting out in front of folks. I've always joked that I have a free gym membership because all I get to do is walk and hike with everybody. So you think I'd be in better shape. But that's the opportunity of reaching out and seeing things throughout our community where we can do a better job of reaching people. Another example is the 805 games. When we experienced the loss of Special Olympics in our county, families stepped up and created 805 games. Mm-hmm. We were there this last year to facilitate anything any of their athletes needed, and we took many, many athletes on track excursions at that event. We were there more so as but to showcase, you know, what else is available in your community to get you outside.
I want to remind people that you're easy to find. Indeed, Positive Ride on Google, Positive Ride, or pull up Positive Ride on your browser, and it's easy to spot.
Yes,
it's a fascinating process of what you do. I'm glad we had the opportunity to share with this program with you, because I was just, to say I was stoked when I saw you at Live Oak was like, this is just amazing, because I watched you unload this crazy device. And my first thought was, gee, how much does it cost for someone to rent this? Because it's probably not cheap. When you basically then told me that everybody that wants one, when we have it available, that goes through our process, has it available to them without charge. It's an incredible opportunity. I thank you very much.
Thank you.
As my listeners are aware of, I basically make sure that at the end of the program that my guests get a chance to share their final thoughts. Gary, what do you want to make sure everybody remembers about this? Or remembers about it, or uses as an alternative opportunity?
I hope all the listeners today, in hearing the conversation, we'll look at adaptable opportunities for friends, families. Two things. One person said, what's the hardest part of being the executive director? To me, it's about hearing the people that we missed. Somebody describes that grandma would have loved that, uncle would have loved that. It means that they're not with us anymore. I want to make sure that we hit everybody. Positive Ride isn't about a piece of adaptive equipment. It's about giving people back the freedom to choose not only where they go, but who they experience it with, and really what they believe they're capable of, and putting that capacity back in people's lives and mobility really garners to mental and physical health. That's imperative to all of us.
Talk for a moment about what you do beyond the use of Trax and support for people who need to use this device, because you shared with us a little bit about the fact that you also help people look at available resources in the Central Coast community as to what's available.
Yes, part of our initial beginnings was that vacation vetting to make sure that rooms were appropriate for folks who want to come here on vacation. Through Jack's Helping Hands, amazing support, the beach wheelchair systems, some of our pools in our local area, public that have the lifts available to them. There are so many wonderful opportunities in our community. Just showcasing all of those is part of our process, and even with the new advents of adaptive bicycling, you're about to see an explosion of adaptive bikes in our area. And this is just something, another opportunity for, again, Positive Ride to show people what's available to them. Again, it's not about equipment. It's about showing people ways to break down the environmental impacts that we're faced with daily.
Thank you. Gary, one of the things I want to emphasize in the last few moments, because it came up with a number of people I talked to about your program, so I want to reemphasize the fact that you are basically a volunteer-run nonprofit. You're committing all of your time to this, and when I quizzed you about whether or not you had a salary with this, because people want to know where the money goes, you indeed shared with me that you're a retired firefighter and that this is just, if you will, your retirement project and a remarkable goal that you're involved in. I thank you very much. Please, listeners, be aware that we've vetted this program very well, and it sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Give Positive Ride an opportunity to share with you what's available to them. This has been Central Coast Voices. Next week, Chris Kington Barker will be your host. We're a production of KCBX Public Radio. I wanted to emphasize that you can reach us at voices@kcbx.org. I want to thank listener-supported public radio for being a venue for us to do this, and Donna, our in-studio engineer today. And thanks again to my guests, Gary Hale and Positive Ride. It's a remarkable program. If you get an opportunity to see what they do, check it out, because it is truly a remarkable nonprofit, a remarkable program, and a remarkable opportunity to a lot of members of our community. Again, this has been Central Coast Voices. I'll be back with you in a few weeks. Chris Kington Barker will be with you tomorrow, or maybe not tomorrow, next Thursday. And thanks again to Donna. This has been Central Coast Voices.